It's business news, isn't it, Maddie? Madison Reedy is in the studio to tell us all things business. Napier's Port. So you've got some more details about its upcoming public offer. So how do you get a slice of that action if you're interested?
Yes, so 45% of the Napier Port is going to go public and be listed on the stock exchange. And they've worked through that detail, and the Regional Council has decided that they're going to price the shares of the Napier Port at between $2.27 and $2.60 each. Now, with the amount of shares that they're selling and that are in the Napier Port Holdings, that values the company at up to $497.6 million. So certainly big fry there. That money raised will be used to pay down debt and also build another wharf at the Napier Port. Now, if you're wanting to get involved in this one, iwi, locals and staff in Napier staff of the company will get first dibs on shares in a priority offer. So if you're not them, then you will have to deal with the sloppy seconds that will be placed on the New Zealand Stock Exchange after that. Now, while there has been little meat that has been placed on the stock exchange for retail investors to sink their teeth into, it has been proven lately that they're not willing to just eat whatever's thrown on their plate, as we saw recently with the Cannasouth, our medicinal marijuana research company that listed on the stock exchange recently. Didn't go as well as they were hoping for. Not much interest garnered there, but you never know, retail investors might be more interested in shipping and trade than they are marijuana.
Interesting. Okay, so financial services firm, this is AMP. Now, they've hit a stumbling block in its attempt to sell off its life insurance business. What's gone wrong there?
So what's gone on here is the Reserve Bank of New Zealand has stuck its neck out yet again. So AMP, which is this financial services firm that's Australian-based but does operate quite largely in New Zealand too, it has been struggling ever since that Australian Royal Commission into banking misconduct. They were slammed by Kenneth Hayne, the Royal Commissioner, in that, and if you can remember that fees for no service scandal, which stemmed from AMP, where they were found to be charging their customers services for services that they never got, and then when they were asked about it by regulators, they actually lied to them about it, and because of that, their net profit was actually slashed by 97% last financial year, and KiwiSavers have cashed out big time out of AMP schemes to the tune of over $500 million. So they've been obviously re-strategizing, and they made the decision to get out of life insurance. So they cut a deal to sell their Australian and New Zealand-based wealth protection business to the Bermuda-based business Resolution Life. Now, they were set to get $3.5 billion Australian dollars from that deal, and it seemed that it was all but done, and it was actually due to go ahead at the end of this year. But it seems that they forgot to check out the regulatory approval process amidst that. So Resolution Life has since applied to the Reserve Bank of New Zealand to change hands and change the control of this wealth protection business. But the Reserve Bank came with what seemed like a bit of a surprise to the two firms. The Reserve Bank said it won't even consider the deal unless Resolution Life has separate ring-fenced assets held specifically in New Zealand for the benefit of local policyholders. AMP says that that means that the deal is highly unlikely to go ahead with the current terms and conditions that it's at now. They say that that's obviously exceptionally disappointing, and it's had to cut its interim dividend payout as a result.
Okay, let's have a quick tool around the markets. What else has been happening?
The NZX Top 50 Index closed down 0.3%. That's a fall of 35 points to close at 10,666 tonight. The New Zealand dollar, that's buying at 67.2 US cents, 95.5 to the Aussie and 53.5 to the British pence.
Thanks, Madison. Madison Reedy with Business.